Welcome to the Cosmic Healing Podcast. This is the show for the soul who is excited to welcome in more freedom, abundance, and quantum healing in their life. Hi, I'm Vaughn. My magic is in treating all aspects of this human existence, mind, body, and spirit, because it is all connected. In this podcast, I will be sharing stories of transformation so you can know, witness, and understand what's possible for you too when we play together in the cosmos. Let's go. Hello, and welcome to the Cosmic Healing Podcast. It's May.
It's May. It's gonna be May.
That's awesome.
I had to.
That was so good. Oh my gosh, you guys. I have Dana Whitby with me in real life, in person. I'm actually touching her body, her face, her energy. I'm just like, she's right here in the flesh. We get to record this episode in person at my home studio. And, you know, Dana lives in Charlotte and I live right outside of Atlanta. So we're about 3 hours apart from each other. And girlfriend came to Atlanta. This is kind of a fun story. Like the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Very cool story.
Yeah, I'll let you tell it.
Yeah, well, so I told Vaughn that I had set the intention to do more in-person events. And she offered up the use of her beautiful studio that I'm sitting in right now to host an event here in Atlanta. And I said yes to that. I have not hosted myself alone an in-person event. I've done group things. And so that was a stretch, you know, for me to do something outside of my own city, that sort of thing. And then what came through was an opportunity to have a plant medicine ceremony with Goddess Amanita, who has been on this podcast before. So go back and check her out. And I decided to say yes to that. And when I did that, I had a dream and a realization that the in-person event was what got me to come to Atlanta, but that the actual thing I really needed to do was this plant medicine ceremony. And that the weekend needed to be about me having this ceremony, integrating, resting, and not serving for that period of time. And so I issued refunds to everyone who signed up. And if you signed up, I love you. And I'm so grateful that you did. And I'm also so thankful for your understanding and your compassion around switching up the event. So my intention still is to come back to Atlanta sometime and to do another in-person event. I really want to do that. But this weekend was really about me having this experience and integrating it. And my experience could be a whole episode in and of itself, so I'm not going to take up that time now, but that is why I'm here in person with Vaughn.
Yes, and I just think that the universe is so cute like that.
Right?
You know, because you said you received like a dream or something, right? And it was like ha ha ha, you're just going to Atlanta under the guise of this class. And I just really want to honor you and respect you, because I know that, I mean, because you did have people signed up. You had a good many people signed up. Mm-hmm. And for you to follow through with that intuition so deeply for yourself, I just think that it's moves like that that really elevate the experience, because you knew last night when you were with Goddess Amanita, she lives like 20 minutes away from me. You knew that if you were going into that ceremony and that, to, you know, the next day, today, you were going to have to serve, there's a part of you that would not have sunk or surrendered in as deeply as you wanted to and needed to, because you'd be like, oh, am I going to be okay for tomorrow? I can't give all of myself because I'm serving tomorrow. So yep. I just really have just so much respect for big decisions like that, mm-hmm. you know, because you knew you were probably going to be disappointing some other people. And, you know, you said you were going to do this and now all of a sudden you're changing your mind. So this is just another powerful point of honoring you, you know, like you and what you need, and that that really is first and foremost over anything else moving forward, you know, like on our path of becoming self-sovereign beings is to really truly surrender into that guidance.
Absolutely. And it took me a while to like come around to this, but I realized that I was also putting the participants first, because if I had pushed through and done it just to serve, I would have been giving them a watered down, not fully integrated version of myself. And that's not what they deserve either.
Right. So true. Well, you know, I will say, no matter what Dana we got, it would have been absolutely amazing. So yeah. I hear what you're saying, but I mean, anything that you do, even a very, very watered down version of you, will be amazing, because every part of you is amazing. So
I received that. Thank you.
Good for you.
Thank you. I received that.
So let's just reflect on April, shall we?
Oh boy.
Dear God, what the ever loving hell. It was a beautiful month. It truly was.
Yep.
It was just filled with a lot of energy, a lot. I mean, I just did a post about the 100 days of April, because I literally feel like April was 100 days. And I was like, is it May yet? So I'm actually thrilled for that we're having this conversation today. And, you know, I was even thrilled for April to start. And April did not disappoint. It definitely, I mean, I really feel like we all have, we're coming out of a birth canal that has been real, not just through the month of April, but really over the past, you know, many months. Like we've been through it. Mm-hmm. It has not been easy. But we're freaking doing it. Like, I am so proud of us. I'm proud of me. I'm proud of you, Dana. I'm proud of every single one of you listening. Like, because I know we're all going through it. Like, we're all chit-chatting with each other and being like, yes, oh my gosh, me too, me too, me too. I mean, so how much strength there is in that collective strength in knowing that we're all going through this together to some variant degrees is so beautiful and so powerful. And I'm so grateful that we have this community, you know, like, whether it's this community right here, but that we are opening up more of ourselves to community, no matter where your community is. Like this one, yes, of course, but also, you know, I know that we're all talking about deeper things with our friends and with our family, and we're becoming more vulnerable, and we're showing more, you know, vulnerable aspects of ourselves and just stepping into the thing. We're actually now doing the things. We are doing the things. And that's beautifully scary, and I'm just really so proud of us. So yeah, so we're pretty much over the hump, right, with eclipse energy and retrograde energy, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. We're officially in Taurus season.
Mm-hmm. We have some Mercury shade continuing. So the shade is after Mercury stations direct before it fully begins to move forward. And that lasts for like a week or two. So the very, very beginning of May, you still could notice some glitchy, strange things in communication or needing to realign some things. So just be aware of that. Sometimes I personally think that shade period before and after can be stronger actually than even Mercury retrograde itself. So just notice that. You may not have that impact you at all. But we are in Taurus season, and we will be until the end of May. And, you know, Taurus season, for me, you know, we look at this wheel of the year and how the new year actually moves, which begins in Aries season in March. In April and May, we move into Taurus season. The ideas are ignited in Aries season. Things are starting. Things are sparked. Things are coming to life. Taurus season is all about the physical body and the embodiment, which is exactly what Vaughn was saying. The energy of the earth, the stars, everything is in such support of you feeling this in your body, integrating what has come through and allowing the wheels to begin turning slowly around how can I take some action and some steps forward. doesn't have to be an overhaul. Doesn't mean you have to run and jump off the cliff, but it is time to start moving things. Taurus is slow energy. Taurus does not move quickly. Taurus is the bull. Taurus understands that slow and steady wins the race. And the things that we are doing and building right now are long-term things. We are building wealth and abundance for ourselves long into the future. And there is no need to rush this. And yet, we do need to move. We do need to start taking action. That's what Taurus season is about.
Yeah, that's who I feel like we need a megaphone for that. Like, no need to rush, but let's, you know, because we do have a fire in us right now. Mm-hmm. You know, let's remember also we are in the year of the dragon.
Yep.
All right. 2024 is the year of the dragon. Fire, dragon, hello. So we are really presented with this fire that truly is within us. So again, it's an opportunity for us to work with it. Yep. and use that fire to motivate us to go in that direction of the direction we know we want and need to be going into. And also making sure we kind of stop and look around and make sure this is in fact the right direction. You know, because long gone are the days where we're like laser focused on this is what I'm doing. This is the plan. And this is what she told me to do or blah, 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 or whatever. Like this is a time where we get to be very, in flow with the structure of what we are creating for ourselves. I know that sounds crazy, structure and flow, but this is the way that we are supposed to be able to live our lives is in structured flow. You know, like let's have some structure around our days and let's move about them in flow.
Yes.
Hey. Sounds brilliant, Vaughn. Why don't you do that? I'm just kidding. I totally do that. I'm trying. My daughter brought up to my attention more than once lately. She's like, you've been really hard on yourself lately. And so I've really took that to heart, you know, because she's with me a lot. My 18-year-old, she just turned 18. And so I'm like, gosh, if my daughter is, you know, witnessing that in me, then I really need to check myself because I have been hard on myself. I do put a lot of pressure on myself. And at the same time, I'm in total flow, which is like, you know, the duality that we were talking about before we press record is like, we are in a place. For me personally, I feel like I am so connected to my ego and I am so connected to my soul. And I have these aspects of myself that are really trying to learn what this new version of myself looks and feels like when I truly, truly surrender into more unconditional self-love and surrender. Like, it's one thing to surrender. It's one thing to literally surrender, you know? And so as I'm literally surrendering and I know this is resonating with you, you know, like as we're actually surrendering and we're doing the things that we have no idea what's next, you know, and as our soul is evolving and we are expanding into new levels of consciousness, like we know things now that we did not know 6 months ago. 6 weeks ago, like we know things now. Yeah. We're like these wise old ladies. Mm-hmm. Like we know shit now. So now we like get to act like it and we are acting like it, but there's still like that old version of ourselves is like, who do you think you are? You are not some old wise lady. You don't know shit. And we're like, our soul's like, it's okay. Like, actually, we've awakened to so many of our truths now. It's okay for us to embody this and move forward with this. It's okay for us to navigate this unknown territory with excitement and curiosity. So why don't we just ask our little ego, instead of being in the driver's seat, to move over to the passenger seat. And we know we can still hold hands. You're just not leading the show anymore. why don't you just take a rest? Our sweet little ego has been so busy our entire life. You know, so now it's like, why don't you just relax? You sit over here. let me take the roll. Let me take the steering wheel and take you, you know, to a place that's actually quite magical. And then it's still going to be like, I was eating a group the other day and this came up and it made me giggle because I was using that same analogy. And I was imagining, like, you know, when you're like a parent and or when you're like the backseat driver and you use the imaginary brake and you're like, stop. No, this isn't, you're going too fast. I feel like that is our ego. You know, when we put our ego in the passenger seat, it's like using the imaginary brake. Like, what do you think you're doing? No, you're going too fast. Stop. And then the soul's like, you know, it's cool. I got this. Like, trust me, babe. It's like, no.
That's a great analogy.
Doesn't that feel so right? I'm like, oh yes, that is exact. So we're just switching driver seats right now. That's it. We are switching driver seats.
That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that feels a little nervy for, not our soul. Our soul's like, bruh, we got this. It's fine. What? I don't know what you're getting all upset about. It's fine. So.
Love it. There's me.
There's my current cartoon demonstration of my reality.
I love that so much. And it really does, it makes fun and light of this duality that I think we're all experiencing right now. And the thing I want everyone to take away too is that it is okay to be in both places at once. It is okay to be in that driver's seat trying to slam on the brake. And it is also okay to be that soul who's like, I've got this. Like, and to bounce back and forth, that is all okay.
That is it. That the soul is not going anywhere. The ego is not going anywhere. Like, we need our ego to survive. I mean, so like, let's just embrace all of that and learn how to get along better, you know, rather than it's like, so which direction should I go? Should I go right or left? You know, and like, we can still tune in. We can still ask questions. We can still be curious. It is so important that because we are in this huge shift of consciousness, you know, parts of our old self, our ego is truly dissolving. And so we get to create new versions of ourselves and new programs and new rules and regulations for ourselves. So I just think it's so beautiful that we really just embrace that change, as uncomfortable and challenging as it may be, because right now that ego is still like in transition of switching the seats, you know, moving into the passenger seat. And it's just like very like, but I want to, you know, and so there's that angst that we feel in our mind and our consciousness is like, whoa. And then at the same time, and this is exactly how I feel, like I feel such inner peace in my body, but I can still feel my mind like trying to navigate some things. And then I'm like, in this constant thing of like, no, well, not constant. Like, it's getting easier and easier every day, every week, every month. Where it's just like, it's okay. So it's truly creating just safety within.
And that's such Taurus energy. Is essentially what we're talking about is like how to be a human here on earth that is a divine being. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, that's really what this is.
Yeah.
It's like, how do we be in this physical body that is nervous and doesn't understand and is scared
as a soul? And embrace our full divinity.
Yes.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I'm obsessed. Like, where I am right now, like where I feel, like I know I am at the precipice of truly embodying my holy humanness, you know, like I really feel it. Like we were just saying, like, I feel so overwhelmed by the divinity of my life. You know, it's like, wow, you know, I feel it. And then it's overwhelming for my human conscious mind to comprehend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's it. We're just trying to comprehend new levels of divinity and abundance and unconditional love and all the things that are our birthright, that is why we even came to this life, to remember the essence of your sacred self. Mm.
Okay, we're done. Bye. That's all we had to say. Vaughn covered it.
All right, now let the cards confirm it.
That's, yes, and that is what tends to normally happen, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, should we see what the cards have to add? Okay, as long as you are not driving, I would invite you to close your eyes. If you are driving, just simply follow along with us. Go ahead and, like, roll your shoulders. Feel this physical body that you're in. Take some deep breaths. Stretch out your neck. Feel your roots from the root chakra sinking down deep into the earth, holding you in this space as your crown chakra opens and allows information to flow down into the physical body, knowing that you are grounded and safe as you receive these upgrades. And feeling around us now a golden light of protection as we step even further into this energy. Asking any lower level energies, including thoughts, feelings, beliefs, spirits, to be outside of this space at this time. And calling down inside of it our way showers, guides, angels and archangels, ascended masters, loved ones who have passed, benevolent ancestors, ascended masters, any beings of the highest vibration and with our purest intentions at heart are welcomed into this golden light and into this space. We come setting our intention to understand the duality that is existing right now within us, outside of us, all around us. Seeking to understand and to work with the energies at play in May of 2024. Asking for assistance and guidance so that we can make those choices and decisions and take those actions forward that will continue to move us along our highest timeline and path of evolution. And I invoke now as well the power of Holy Fire Reiki. Feeling that fire burning within and around you in a soft, warm glow. Burning and releasing anything that no longer serves us as we step into this new month. And in that place of anything that has left, we call in unconditional love and compassion for ourselves and for those around us. We offer up our deepest gratitude for those beings gathered here today, and also extending this gratitude towards ourselves for showing up, for being curious, and for doing the work. And so it is. Yep, I knew that card was coming. I knew it. Oh my.
I already have chills. My eyes are still closed and I just have chills.
Wow, we have an all animal spread.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
I get to see them in real life.
Yes, you do. And all of these animals have wings and are airborne. Oh my God.
Oh, I got to take a picture. All right, keep talking.
Oh, I knew this first card was going to come out. I felt it as Vaughn was talking. I could feel its energy. I could feel it existing kind of within and around me. It is the most Taurus card that I have in my deck that I wrote. It's the owl card. Mm. The owl is deeply intuitive through the physical body. That is the message of this card, is that like the owl, we have intense instincts. We have knowings. Owls can turn their heads almost 360 degrees. They can see all around them. They can see in the darkness. And quite frankly, that represents being able to see the bullshit that exists around you. It is a capability of seeing what the moon illuminates in the darkness, seeing the shadows that are needing to come to the light. And not only that, but feeling and knowing it within the physical body. You are like the owl. Your instincts are precise. They do not lie. And you use this physical body, as Vaughn loves to talk about, as our communication with the divine. This is the only vehicle we have in this incarnation to experience the divine. And so there is a reverence that is being asked for the physical body during this month. This is nourishing yourself in all the ways this month. This is maybe being a little bit luxurious with your time, with your energy, with your money, pouring into yourself, letting yourself take that last thing that's on your to-do list and say, I'm not doing that today. I'm going to lay down and rest. This is saying, I am going to take the body for a walk outside and enjoy nature and ground, or maybe do a really hard workout where you drip sweat and you just are so in your physical body that you transcend it. Or maybe you go and get a massage and allow yourself to just melt and dissolve down into Mother Earth. But this is deep, deep nourishment of the physical body, honoring it and revering it for the vehicle and the vessel that it is for you in this lifetime.
Whew. Big, big, big transmission for us in what you just shared. I feel that the energy that is moving through my body and through your through my hands, and I want you to feel your body listening right now. I want you to connect to the energy that is moving through your body and just remember that you are an energetic, vibrational being. You have the capacity to see things from all angles, everywhere, from the cosmos and from Mother Earth. We have that capacity to be anywhere and everywhere all at once. And this feels so like for our current conscious brain and mind to be able to comprehend. But again, this is the place that we are going to. We are going into new levels of comprehension, new levels of consciousness. What you have thought in the past, it just simply is not true anymore. And we are being fed new knowledge, new wisdom every day. Receive it. Do not fight it anymore. Receive it. This is your truth that is pulsing through your body, your energy, your truth. Awaken to it now.
There's just so much emotion that it's like a spirit is moving through me. There is such a prayer for humanity. please receive it. Please receive it. It is yours. This is your truth. Let it be your truth. We hold on to so much fear and judgment. And we are just really, really being asked right now to release it. We cannot be our divine self when we are holding on to that level of fear and judgment within. And this is just such a prayer. It is such a prayer from God. I just feel it moving through my body. It's so much energy. Some days I don't know what to do with it. I literally don't know what to do with myself some days because it is such a calling for us. And I am honored to be a vessel of this deep, deep knowledge and like wisdom and like just to be a vessel of this prayer to let Holy Spirit move through me and saying, please, please, like release, 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 heal, 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 let go, let go, let go. Because your spirit is holy too. It's just, it's such a calling for divinity. That's what it is. It is a calling for our divinity, for us to accept that, you know. And like while you were praying, you know, welcoming us into this space, I was thinking about what I said about how like I'm on the precipice, you know, and then I was like, why did I say that, you know? And it's like what I as I was reflecting on that, why, like how that felt and why I said that, it's like the precipice is me actually accepting myself as a divine being, because there is still a part of me that is like, who do you think you are? You think you're going to like walk around with all this divinity pulsing through you, all this light of God pulsing through you, you know, like that. So that's when I say I'm on the precipice of fully accepting myself as a divine being, as a holy human. So it's all about me and my acceptance. It's about you and you accepting it in, and you listening, you accepting it in. That's all this is about. And I am ready to accept it in, because I can, like, I get so many, like, oh, it's like I could like make out with it some days, you know. It's like, it's just like the love, the in loveness that I have with my life and with nature and with my family and with my friends and with everything. It's like I am so in love with my life that it feels very overwhelming for me to fully accept all of that in. Why? Why? Isn't that crazy?
I know why. It's the second card.
Oh, well, tell us. Tell us. Wow. Okay. It was not. Woo. Woo. We just got served again.
We did. We woo. Got a nice, channeled, powerful, incredible message. Woo. Yes. Yeah. So the owl started by asking us to feel this physical body, right? To nourish and honor it. And to feel as a holy human. And the way that you do that is the eagle card, which asks us to let go of societal conditioning. This card tells you that you have been told that you can't be too big. You can't be too powerful. You are bragging when you do that. You are in a boastful place. This comes from the patriarchy. Quite honestly, this comes from religion as well, from being told that we can't be the full expression of ourselves because then we're trying to put ourselves above other people. And that is not true. That is a lie. We can be in our full expression and it threatens no one else. It threatens no one else. And so the eagle is all about transmuting things that you believed about yourself that were bad or wrong because you were told that, that are actually powerful strengths of yours. And when you can honor the physical body through the eagle, I'm sorry, through the owl, the eagle comes in and allows you to soar and move up into the sky. The eagle's vision is 8 times more powerful than that of a human. 8 times. That's the infinity symbol. That is the number of the owl card, which is card number 8. And so this is the understanding that when we tap into eagle energy, we see things clearly. We see the lies that we have been fed about ourselves, and we no longer align with them. And we say, I release them. I let them go. They were for a specific purpose at a specific time. I am meant to fly. I am meant to be so much more than what I have been told is okay for me to be.
Wow.
It's baked into our society, quite honestly. And this isn't pointing fingers at anyone. This is not pointing fingers at our parents. This is not pointing fingers at the people who raised us or our cultural conditioning. But it is about seeing that it holds us back.
Yeah.
It holds us back.
It is ingrained in us. It is ingrained in our cellular being.
Yep.
Generationally and past life, so many past lives that we have, our soul has been here on this land living as a human being, has experienced so much of that, shame and judgment and fear, pointed at the finger, who do you think you are? As women, first and foremost, truly, this really is about us as women.
Yeah.
And so that is not only through our soul, is coming through all these experiences, and we're here right now and we're living in this day and age where things are this isn't just any old lifetime. This is a really, 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 really special lifetime for us. Mm-hmm. We're here to do this big, deep work right here, right now. Because honestly, who knows if we're going to have another lifetime? Who knows? Who knows what happened? I mean, if we might just evolve so much and just be all right, we're just going to be living out there in the spark of God, who knows, So it's there is an urgency, and that is what I feel for, I don't know what that means, but I do feel the urgency. And because the way that I feel that prayer moving through me feels hi, I need you, and I need you to do this now, and come on, let's get to it. Come on. And now is the time, and everything astrologically and cosmically and Mother Earthly is all supporting you for this next level of your soul's evolution, mm-hmm. to in remembering your divinity.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like our spirit guides are like our parents, and we need to go to school now. We need to get on the bus. And I don't know. This reminds me of trying to wake my own children up and be like, let's
hello.
Go. Come on, the bus leaves at this time. You gotta get up. That's what it is for us right now. It's you've got to do this. The time is now.
Yeah.
And it's not that we're necessarily going to miss something, miss the bus, but it's this is prime.
We are in prime time.
So take advantage. Let's do this,
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Yeah. What a just a absolutely gorgeous card spread. And we still have one more.
We have one more to go. And I love that we are ending on this one. The third card is the bee card. The bee card, I love to tell this story. I think we've gotten it on here before, but I had a whole different message planned for the B card about community and sharing and support. And so you can certainly take that if you want to. But what came through when I actually went to write this card was I saw in a news article about an ancient Celtic tradition called Go Tell the Bees. The ancient Celts believed that bees were messengers to the spirit world. And so anytime anything happened in their lives, marriages, deaths, what have you, they would go and speak to the bees because they knew the bees would be messengers to let the other side know what was happening here on earth. And it's this reminder that you are the bee. You travel between worlds. And your team needs you to communicate with them. You need to speak to your guides, to your angels, to your loved ones. Like, it is not just about receiving channeled information. This card is about the power of prayer and about speaking things out into the world. We, Vaughn and I were talking about this last night. Like, we think that, you know, they know what we want, but we need to speak it. We need to say it. This is how you manifest things. They can help you, but not until you give permission, because free will is real and true. And if you don't want to complete your contract for this lifetime, you don't have to. But if you want to, then you need to ask for help. This is also about allowing ourselves to not have to carry and shoulder the whole burden of everything. We are human. We literally are bound by these physical bodies. And so we need our spirit teams and our guides to move things that we can't see, to put us in places and with people that we could have never dreamed possible. But you have to ask for it. You have to ask for it. And that's what this card is saying. Listen to the body, unlearn what has been taught to you, and ask for what you need. Mm. Ask for support.
Yeah. Because we are, you know, I know we talk about this every single time. We are so held.
So held.
We are so loved. And we are so supported.
Yep.
I mean,
infinitely.
It is staggering. Like, I feel like there's more and more and more proof that is being shown to me on a daily basis. It's like, oh, you want this? Here you go. There you go. And it's just a matter of me being awake and alert enough to see it and to accept it as that message and as that confirmation of everything that I'm asking for.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Allow them to help you. Allow them to come in.
Yeah.
And accept it. Speak to them. This really is the power of prayer,
yeah.
Which is what Vaughn channeled a prayer earlier. So I just have to bring that back around. I'm like, oh yeah, Vaughn did do a prayer. You were ahead of the cards.
Oh my goodness. How are we feeling?
Like you and I just took everybody to church. That's what it feels like. Yeah. Like I was on a pulpit from a past lifetime or something. But in the best way.
Oh my
gosh.
Let's
reclaim it.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes. Can we please? Yes.
We are.
Ooh, we are.
We are.
Oh. So I'm curious, how are you feeling over there listening? I'm just so loving our Facebook group for the Cosmic Healing Podcast. There's just the energy over there is so alive and the conversations are great. And it's everything that I could have wanted, like as far as community and conversation, you know? So I'm so grateful I made that joker private. And that we're really just, it is a community, you know, like we are. So I just encourage you to go in there and to let it be there for you. You know, like if you're having a bad day or a good day, go in there and shout it, you know, like if you are having a lot of energy running through your body and you just don't know what to do with yourself, go in there and just go live and press record, you know, just press live. And then just, you could sit there with your hands pouring into the screen, pouring into all of us, like use this energy to move through your body because I feel like that's so much, like so many of you us, all of our, like, your gifts are becoming more on board, mm-hmm. you know? And it's like, because as we are healing, we have greater access to our gifts. So I just feel like your gifts and your intuition and your energy is becoming more on board with who you are. And that can be very overwhelming. Like, I've got all this energy running through my body. What do I do with it? I'm giving you full permission. Go in there and just sit with it. Just be like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I have a lot of energy running through my body and I just wanted to share it because my body can't contain it. Mm-hmm. You know? So share it. That's what we're supposed to be serving and sharing our energy. And the more we can do that without the fear of judgment, then that is when we like step more and more and more into our true, sacred, divine selves.
Yes. Yes. Mm. Yeah. Let it be a container that supports you and fills you up. And I've never seen a Facebook group like it, honestly.
Yeah.
I really haven't.
It's becoming really fun. Special. Yeah. Yeah. I really, and there's 130 people that are in there now. And, you know, there's just probably, I could point to the very active 10, mm-hmm. you know, but I'm like, that's 120 people up in there that are not being very active that have the invitation to be seen, to show themselves.
Yeah.
So it's just an invitation, you know, for you just to go, you know, allow yourself to get vulnerable or what, you know, whatever, just to explore. I mean, that is a place of no judgment, a faux show. Yeah. What else? I feel like there was something else I was going to say. Oh, hello. Okay. It's May, right?
It's going to be May. I had to do it again.
All the month of May, I will think of that voice, you saying that. Okay, so it's May. Do it.
It's gonna be May.
And that means that there is a retreat at the end of this month that there starts May 30th on a Thursday night. If you choose to do the VIP option, which is incredible, and just about every woman that is signed up is in fact doing the VIP option. Mm. No pressure, but I'm just saying we're 30 days away basically from retreat time, and I just feel like I want if there's any part of you that wants to sit in ceremony with other women and just witnessing the true letting go of fear and judgment. Like, you truly want to like let that shit go and be held by other women. I mean, because that's, in my opinion, the only way to truly let go is in that space, because I've witnessed it over and over again, and it is a bazillion times stronger done in community.
Absolutely.
And it is fast and it is mind-blowing, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to toot my own horn here. What I bring to the table, my retreat experiences are profound. If you want to shift through some things, if you really want to feel so connected to yourself and feel in love with yourself, you know, as wild and crazy as that may sound. And if that does trigger the F out of you, if you hear me say that, I am so in love with myself. I really am. I really fucking love myself. And if that triggers you,
then you need to be there.
All the more reason to get your ass at that retreat, because I sure as hell unconditionally love every aspect of yourself. God unconditionally loves every aspect of you. So it is time for you to unconditionally love every aspect of yourself. And I mean, with every event that I host, it is beyond me. Like, I need you to understand, I literally am only doing what I am being asked to do. I was not planning on hosting a retreat. I was not planning on being gone away from my family for 4 nights the very first weekend of summer break. All right? So I'm doing the thing. I'm showing up. I'm following through with every bit of the intuitive nudges that are moving through my body. Even though I'm like, I don't know exactly what's going on there, but God literally is asking me to do this and I'm doing what I'm told. And so I really want you and need you to sink into you, if there's any desire, any part of you that wants to be there. And then at the same time, if there's any part of you that is like, you know, this is a great time to tune into that ego and figure out what is being said. You know, like you're a very awake woman right now. Like you have the capacity to be self-aware, to notice your limiting beliefs. Is it money? Is it time? If your soul, if your body is asking you to be there, then you need to figure out what you're telling yourself that is making the excuse for you not to be there, unless you already have like an incredible vacation or something planned. But if you don't have a glorious out of the country vacation planned, get your ass there because it's gonna be freaking amazing.
Yes.
Like, yes, we do some deep ass work, but we have so much freaking fun. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, we have so much fun because that is the beauty of my experiences is, yes, we go to the depths and then we go to the heights.
Yep.
I can attest to that. Yeah. And Dana will be there.
I will be there. I will be there supporting you.
Yeah. It's going to be special.
It is.
And it is for, like, this retreat is not for everyone. So no judgment. Like, if you don't feel called to be to this retreat, that's great because I don't want you to force it. I don't want you to fake it. But if you feel like you need to be there, I really need you to honor and trust that. Because that's exactly what everybody else is doing. They're just going all in, trusting.
That's right.
Yeah. But I know shit's going down. It's going to be amazing. So.
Yes. I'm excited about this one in a way I haven't been excited. I mean, I've been excited about all of them, right. But like there's something.
Oh, there is something. Ooh. And it's called Holy Spirit.
It's called the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit Activate is what this one's called. I mean, like, I guess I should have called it that. Holy Spirit Activate, because that's what's going to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Is, oh gosh, yeah, I have visions upon visions of
mind-blowing
what's going down. So
I have chills.
Come play with us.
Come play.
All right. Well, this was fun. I tell you.
This was intense. In the best way.
Yeah. This card spread is stunning. I cannot wait to get this in the hands of everyone that is listening. It's stunning. Yeah. Yeah, my face is still red from that channeled prayer. Mm-hmm. So here we go.
Here we go. Let's dive into May and our little feathered
with all of our
winged friends.
Yes. We got the owl, the eagle, and the bee. We got wings. Let's fly, boy.
Let's fly.
Woo! All right, y'all. I love you so much. And thank you for being on this journey with me. And thank you, Dana. I adore you beyond words.
The feeling is very mutual, Vaughn. Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye, everybody.
I am so grateful you played in the cosmos with me today. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to me if you left a review so other open-minded souls can come along this quantum healing journey too. I am most active over on Instagram, so come find me at Vaughn Piero and say hello. Talk to you soon.